This is the Federal Retirement Experts Podcast with your host, Gregory Jameson.
Hello and welcome in to Federal Retirement Experts, the federal employee's premier source for retirement planning. We've got a good show for you today. I'm Ben George alongside Gregory Jameson, who is Vice President of Federal Retirement Experts. Gregory, how are you today?
Doing great. Thank you.
Well, we got a good topic today. This is one of the key, I guess, items you go through with people when you're going through your federal benefits analysis. When anyone wants to take advantage of that free complimentary process, this is one of the things you discuss, federal employee group life insurance. So insurance, maybe not the most exciting topic for people to talk about, but it is a key one. It's something important to discuss with people when they meet with you, correct?
Right. It is. You know, we want to take care of our family. We want to take care of our loved ones. And, you know, life insurance provides that.
It does. So we're going to break it down and help you understand a little bit better the different options that are out there for you, what they are. We're going to break them down. Gregory will explain those for us. Do you need it? What are your other options potentially? And maybe who doesn't need it? So we're going to try to go through this all, kind of give you a little background on this policy and whether or not it could fit for you. So hopefully by the end of this episode, you'll have a little better understanding of the group life insurance. And if you want to follow up again, as always, encourage you to do that and take advantage of that free benefits analysis. You can do so just by logging on federalretirementexperts.com. And also the phone number is 727-935-2421. So let's just begin then, Gregory, with this federal employee group life insurance. There's four parts, right? So kind of take us through each one of those to kind of lay the foundation here.
Sure. So group life insurance for many federal employees is automatically added on when you enroll, when you start employment with the government. And the type that you're automatically put into is the basic group life insurance. It's not in all cases that it's automatically put on there, but in most cases it is. So we have this basic group life insurance, which is pretty inexpensive. Now, the basic group life insurance, everyone pays, you know, pretty much the same rates. You know, it's a group plan. So it's not, you know, dependent upon your age. So the group life insurance will cover one times your salary plus $2,000 rounded up. So it's a nice coverage to have. You know, it's inexpensive, especially inexpensive for folks that are getting closer to retirement during their 50s or 60s. It's one of those benefits that, you know, if we are older and we have been paying into it this whole time, you know, in a lot of cases, it benefits you to keep it. And as you transition into retirement, you're able to carry this coverage over with you into retirement. So you have different options when you're carrying over the basic group life insurance. You can do what's called the 75% reduction option, which is in your separation paperwork. It's one of the things in your paperwork that confuses a lot of federal employees. And we have a 75% reduction option, we have a 50% reduction option, and we have no reduction option. So the 75% reduction option is by far the most popular. And what it does is it allows you to keep your coverage when you retire. And if you're over 65 when you retire, it's going to become free. Okay. Now, you're able to keep the coverage at that time, and over the course of 5 years, it's going to reduce to 25% of what it was 5 years after you retire. So let's say your benefit is $100,000. Over the course of 5 years, you're able to then have a coverage of $25,000. However, that entire time, it's been free. You know, we stopped paying for it. We got to keep the coverage, and the coverage does reduce over the five-year period. So the basic group life insurance, it's inexpensive while we're working, especially as we get older and transitioning into retirement. The 75% reduction option will keep it free if you're retiring over 65. And then you're able to keep coverage at some extent, minimum 25%. So If you're retiring before 65, you're going to still continue to pay for it. It doesn't reduce yet. and your payments are going to be deducted from your pension that you receive, along with your health insurance.
And you said the majority of people have that basic. Is that, you said, the most popular? And is it something you typically always recommend, is, hey, at least carry the basic, if nothing else?
Right, right. Carry the basic, you know, do the 75% reduction option. It's going to become free or right at retirement if you're over 65. And, you know, it becomes the final expense policy that we don't have to pay for. You can, you know, do those other options. You can do a 50% reduction, which would drop down to 50% instead of 25%. However, it's going to be more expensive, quite a bit more expensive. And then you could do no reduction option, where it doesn't reduce at all, and that's going to become significantly expensive. So that, okay, that basic insurance, you know, for a lot of people, as we're going into retirement, you know, kids are grown up, they're out of the house. You know, we've hopefully saved diligently through our career, accumulated assets. Maybe the home is getting closer and closer to being paid off. Maybe it is paid off. So maybe we don't need, you know, a substantial life insurance when we are getting closer to retirement. But of course, that's not, you know, all cases.
So somebody that would need that no drop down, no loss in coverage would be someone that just probably hasn't saved as much, or maybe a little behind where they want to be. Is that typically the person that would benefit the most from that?
You know, if there is a need for it, you know, if they have dependent children, if they have a wife, maybe she's a stay-at-home wife, you know, there's not a lot of income coming in. We have to make sure, of course, she's taken care of if something does happen to the federal employee. You know, we always want the spouse to be taken care of, and it varies situation to situation. So it's worth, you know, discussing this with a financial professional so we can understand your unique position and help you address your needs.
Yeah, the federal retirement experts help people out with this every day, and I've seen a lot of different situations. So feel free to give them a call, 727-935-2421. So that's basic, right? So what's the next part?
Right. So the basic is great. Again, most everyone has it. Some don't, and that's okay. The option A is just a flat rate, $10,000. And it works in a similar way to the basic, where it does reduce at the age 65 and becomes free. So it's another option to add on a little bit more with, you know, not too much cost.
When you say it becomes free there, is there any reduction at all with the group? Yeah. The A?
Right. So it's going to reduce in the same way.
Okay.
So if, you know, 75% over the 5 years is what it's going to do. So it's going to continue to reduce.
So who typically would need A versus basic? Who's the kind of the general person that might need that?
You know, someone that maybe just wants a little bit more coverage than what the basic has. You know, they want just a little bit extra without having to pay an arm and a leg for it.
Okay. So then from A, you go to B, another big step up?
You know, it is a big step up. With option B, this is a multiplier of your salary. So you can do up to a 5 times multiplier of your salary. So if you're making $100,000 a year, you know, this is up to a $500,000 policy. And the option B, how it works is, especially as we're going through our careers and we're getting older, especially after 50, it really starts to increase on us every 5 years. It's kind of like a 5-year term with insurance. So every 5 years, it's going to increase. And sometimes it'll increase as much as double or more.
Wow.
In other years, the transition isn't, you know, quite double, but it does increase significantly, especially when we're talking about, you know, coverage up to 5 times. So I've seen people in their 60s, especially, that have this coverage. They have no idea that it has been increasing in this way. And when we take a look at their earnings and leave statement, and we're going through their numbers and pulling deductions for the report, you know, I'm pointing out, do you know you're paying, you know, maybe $500 a month for this coverage? And a lot of times, you know, people are blown away how much they're really paying for that coverage. And these are people in a lot of cases where their kids are growing up, you know, they've saved diligently, they don't even really need the coverage. They just haven't been actively looking at their statements and seeing where money's going. So the option B coverage, the largest, one of the largest increases in that coverage is between 59 and 60. So between 59 and 60, it will more than double at that age. So if we're getting closer to 60 and we have the Part B coverage, we really want to take a look at what our needs are and consider maybe dropping that coverage before then if we don't have the need.
Is that something that most people are aware of? I mean, is that, does somebody remind them, hey, you know, your policy might increase pretty substantially here in the coming year. You need to have a conversation about this? Or is this, you know, thankfully people are working with someone like yourself to where they, you know, this becomes part of the process and the meetings and discussions you have. Because it seems like, to your point, this could catch people off guard.
You know, federal employees are some of the hardest working people, do such a fantastic job, you know, working with, you know, a lot of times limited resources. They have, you know, not a lot of people in the office. You know, they, in a lot of cases, they should have two people doing the job that they're doing. So they're really working hard. Time flies by and it's an easy thing to, you know, not focus on, you know. So we want to look at where money is going. You know, do we need this coverage? In a lot of cases, you know, people do need the coverage. You know, they have younger children. They have a spouse that's at home that has been taking care of children and the home. And so we want the family taken care of. But now we're getting closer to age 60, or if we're older, and we have this substantial payment that we're paying for an insurance that's only going to increase on us every 5 years. So a better option would be to look at insurance options outside of the government, because with term insurance outside of the government, you can be looking at a 10, 15, 20, or 30 year period of time term where you'll be covered and your payments will be level that entire time. So that's the big difference. You can pay a similar dollar amount to what you're paying now, but your payments would be level for that entire period instead of increasing every 5 years. So it's a better option, you know, and again, talking with someone to really understand your situation and your needs and make sure that there's coverage until kids are grown up, until, you know, they're out of college or older, until the mortgage is paid off and your spouse is taken care of. So it's really understanding your situation and being aware that this Part B insurance really increases significantly over time.
So it sounds like for most people, you're probably going to look to move away from that policy as you get close to retirement for the most part. Obviously, everybody's situation's different. But did you mention what happens in this case after, if you retire after the age of 65 to the policy?
You know, after 60, every 5 years, regardless of whether you're working with the government or not,
okay,
it's going to continue to get more and more expensive as time goes on. And okay, in a lot of cases, it becomes so expensive we can't afford it anymore. And we end up dropping the coverage anyways. So it may be, again, a better option to look at coverage outside of the government. But, you know, that's not always a viable option. Some, you know, a good circumstance for some individuals is, you know, what if we can't qualify for life insurance outside of the government? So if we can't qualify for life insurance, we have pre-existing issues, maybe something serious going on, it does make sense, of course, to keep the life insurance with the government because we're not able to qualify for, you know, better coverage outside. So, and even if we are in good health and are able to qualify for life insurance outside of the government, we never want to lapse in coverage. So you always want to make sure you keep your coverage with the government until you go through the underwriting process and get approved with an outside life insurance. And once you're approved and established with your policy, that's when you would drop the coverage with the government.
That's a great reminder. All right, we've talked basic, we've talked part A and B, and there's C to finish us off, right?
Right. So part C is going to provide benefits in the event that there was a family member death. So you have up to a 5x coverage for the spouse. We're looking at a $5,000 benefit. So you can do a 1x benefit for $5,000, or you can do up to 5x on the $5,000, $25,000 max. For the spouse, if the spouse were to pass away, a federal employee would receive the benefit. For children, we have a $2,500 benefit up to 5x. There is a continued cost for that as well. So the basic is the generalized coverage that most of us have. It's a good coverage. We recommend, and a lot of times, keeping it, especially if we're older. The B, you know, it's one of those things we have to look at and determine if it's worth keeping or not, or replacing. And the A coverage, extra $10,000, it's there for us. It's not too expensive if we did add that on. And the C coverage is there for us for the family.
Okay. Well, kind of a good breakdown there. Hopefully this can provide some information for you if you're thinking about the policy and wondering what might be best for you in terms of group life insurance. Hopefully this breakdown helps. But if you are a federal employee, you're over the age of 55, go ahead and take advantage of the free federal employees benefit analysis. I know I talked about it, Gregory, that this is part of that process, but what else is included in that analysis?
So with the analysis, we, of course, go over all of your benefits. We make sure everything's very clear for you and help you plan for retirement, looking at cash flows even, and you know what retirement looks like over our entire retirement. In addition to that, we, of course, are there for you as a resource to continue to help you plan as you approach retirement and there for you as you go through retirement as well.
Very good. Again, you can get that and access that just by going to federalretirementexperts.com. You'll see right there on the front of the website, you can click a button and start that process right there. But if you want to call the team, you can do so as well at 727-935-2421. And again, just reminder that privacy and comfort are stalwarts of their process throughout. So if you're comfortable on Zoom, they are as well. So whatever your situation is, whatever your setup is, they're happy to work with you in that situation. But again, if you're over the age of 55, take advantage of that. Begin that planning process. There's a lot to discuss, including this group life insurance policy. So hopefully this kind of helps you out a little bit. But if you have questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. Gregory, thanks for your time and breakdown today. Anything else you want to add before we close out?
This was great. We're always here to help and make sure your benefits are clear. We also do seminars within government agencies, so you might catch us in one of the seminars also.
Awesome. Again, you can find everything online at federalretirementexperts.com.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Federal Retirement Experts is a wholly owned subsidiary of Jamison Financial Solutions. This material has been provided by a licensed insurance professional for information and educational purposes only and is not endorsed or affiliated with the Social Security Administration or any government agency. It is not intended to provide and should not be relied upon for accounting, legal, tax, or investment advice. The information and opinions contained in this program have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. They are given for informational purposes only and are not a solicitation to buy or sell any of the products mentioned. The information is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation.